Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Prutz. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, it's always a pleasure to see you. And boy, do we have a special show this week. I am really excited about it. Talk about the history of the pet industry in Mid-Michigan. We've got it for all of you this week. We're going to have a conversation in the studio with Howard Soldin II, the president of Soldin's Pets, and we also have David Rinke, the president of Wolverton, the big, big vet supplier out on the, what is that, the north side of yeah. Lansing. So welcome to the studio, both of you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And what a great conversation. Rick, you've been around for a very long time. Correct me if I'm wrong. We just celebrated the 30th anniversary of Prutz Pets. Is that correct?
We're currently into the 30th year. We just celebrated the 29th.
Okay. So. Well, then as the baby in the room.
Yeah, That's right.
I need to say that for the first time, we're going to show your youth and inexperience.
I'm in swaddling clothes here.
When it comes to the pet industry. For our listeners who may not know about the business, Dave, why don't we start with you? Can you explain for our listeners exactly what Wolverton is and how the business got started?
Certainly. Wolverton is a distributor. We distribute pet products, pet foods throughout the five-state area in the Midwest. We basically buy in master cartons, truckloads, boxcar loads, we used to, not so much anymore, and then we repack and sell to retailers and veterinarians throughout the Midwest.
Interesting. And now, is this only pet-related products, or do you actually deal in any of the animals, or is it both? What exactly are you involved with in that regard?
Well, throughout our history, we have had, we've manufactured aquariums. We have had a side of the business where we would supply hamsters, gerbils, small birds, and animals to the pet stores. Currently, we are just distributing products. We have approximately 16,000 SKUs, so that would be everything that you would find in a pet store or a veterinary hospital, plus some. So, we're in the pet business fully, and we service customers like Soldin's and Prutz.
Fantastic. And Howard, how about Soldin's? Can you explain the history of Soldin's, where it got started, how many locations, all that kind of stuff for our listeners who may not know?
Well, my dad purchased it in 1955. It was an existing feed store at the time, which I believe originally started in the 40s on Logan Street. Now Martin Luther King was Logan at the time. According to my dad, it was a two-lane dirt road when that happened. So that goes way, way back.
Yeah, as the horse and carriage came by, they stopped to feed the horse.
Yeah, right. But my dad was working at a tool and die machine shop back in the day, and he was always kind of an entrepreneur, and he wanted his own business, and he drove by, and he kept driving by and checking it out, and one day he went home to my mom and said, I think we bought ourselves a little store. So that's kind of how it happened.
I could see him doing that.
And he worked free for I don't know how many weekends for the guy to learn the business. And that was in 55, and it was called Roof's Feed Store at the time. The guy that owned it was named Art Roof. And basically he ran it until 1972 is when we sold out. But he raised four children from that humble little feed store. I think it was 1,300 square feet. And that was about it. And then we sold out in 72. At that time, I was about 10 years old. And I worked there as a little kid, just kind of knocking around. And I don't know, bagging rabbit pellets and chicken feed, and we used to sell eggs, so I was probably broke more than I put in the cartons, but I did that. And sold out 72, reacquired it in 76. The guy went bankrupt that we sold to, and that's kind of when I got involved. I was a little older, and then the expansion started with the other locations. We're up to 8 locations now.
Fantastic. So we're going to have a conversation. Rick, we're going to take a break right now. But after the break, we're going to begin the conversation to look at this marvelous industry of pets and pet keeping and talk about where it's come from and where it is today. Right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.